Today is April 21st, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Tourist Park to be open May 1st. With a large influx of tourists into harbor cities already evident, officials of the Aberdeen Tourist Park have decided to open the local grounds on May 1st instead of June 1st as originally planned. J.A. Marlett, Secretary of the Park Association, said today that the tourist home will be subjected to a general cleanup and that buildings and other facilities on the grounds will be renovated. The park board is looking forward to a record-breaking season. In other news, shoulder of boy playing with in-mill seriously crushed. Frederick Fuller, 13, son of F.B. Fuller, linotype operator employed by the Daily Washingtonian in Hoquiam, is in St. Joseph's Hospital with a crushed left shoulder following an accident last night at Donovan Lumber Mill No. 2. The boy, with companion, was playing in the conveyor room of the mill and was caught in a revolving chain. The youth was saved from fatal injury by workmen who rescued him as he was being pulled into a cutting machine. He was first taken to the residence of his parents, 306 West Cushing Street, and later taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. His injury is considered quite serious by Dr. L.L. Goodnow, who is attending him. In the city and county news, the two houses at 355 and 374 Emerson Avenue, owned by Carl Ney and Ray Smith, respectively, are receiving new coats of paint, adding much to their already neat appearance. Earl Powell, 841 K Street, a very successful fisherman of the harbor, returned yesterday in a large cutthroat trout on record for the season, the fish receiving 53 points, which are given for inches as well as ounces, was 17 inches long and weighed 24 pounds. It was caught in Deep Creek. Mrs. Hagen, employed by the Knox and Tomb Sash and Door Factory, sustained a broken nose Friday when a door panel was accidentally pushed over on her. Report that padlocks had been torn from three garages on the Olympic Highway between Hoquiam and Polson's Railroad Camp was made to police by J.W. Bryson yesterday. Mr. Bryson did not investigate the cause of the locks being torn off, but thought that a car or accessory thieves might have been responsible. Police were searching last night for thieves who stole a woman's coat from the Hoquiam Outfitting Company. The theft was reported by S. Frank Coben, owner of the establishment. And finally, destruction of the bell on the automatic warning signal of the railroad crossing at Ontario Street and Railroad Avenue was reported to police yesterday by D.S. Stevenson of 415 West 4th Street, Aberdeen. Mr. Stevenson furnished Chief of Police T.A. Carnine with the names of two youths suspected of having had a share in the destruction, and the matter will be investigated at the bell is dependent on by workmen to give notice of approaching trains. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 20th, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure, with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here in the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century, when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.